Hey everybody, welcome to Life Talk Radio Podcast with David Humphrey and Sean Sellers. I am David Humphrey. Today we're going to be talking about Montgomery, Alabama, politics, crime, and city council meeting. That's right, last night, city council meeting, had a lot of people show up. Of course, the 1% of white Montgomery showed up for it. And a lot of people got mad about it because they were very emotional and very frustrated about the gun crime in Montgomery, Alabama, and the United States. It's not just a Montgomery, Alabama issue. It is a United States cultural issue with young people with handguns. And it all boils back down to, and these are my opinions, parenting. The parenting society, our educational system across America, having a moral compass. We do not teach young people, undoubtedly, to solve problems without using guns. Everything's with a gun now. I don't know if you're getting cool points for having a gun, or you're in a gang situation where you're getting the guns from breaking in cars. Because here's the problem with the Second Amendment and all the people that are pro-gun. The ones that can legally own guns and buy guns are not the ones shooting in the streets, killing each other. That they want to play that. But here's the problem. Leaving guns in your car, unlocked, buying guns for other people, straw purchases, that's an ATF problem. That's something, that's a whole different podcast about the ATF in America. But what you do, and I see it on a daily basis, the gangs initiate the people in the gangs, and there's always that one person that, you know, has got a clean record. They buy the guns legally, background checks and everything, and they give them to their friends. Those are straw purchases. If you ever filled out a 4473 and actually read it, you know, right there, the government could give you 10 years in prison or up to a $100,000 fine, which I've never seen in 20 years of selling guns. I've never seen anybody prosecuted over it. Now, I want you to think about that. Goes back to government, ATF. All right? So now you have gangs and neighborhood groups, whatever you want to classify them as, raising the kids. Because you have a lot of single parents. You have a lot of, you know, shift work where the parent is either working nights or days. Everybody's stressed out because of economics, food, bills. So it's like we have all these kids and they're kind of thrown to where the police and the school systems are having to raise them. And they're not the parents. But now, with way culture and society set up as far as manipulation, coercing young people into doing things, and even into crimes, we know that juveniles, nothing's going to happen to them. So it's almost like they can go out and do whatever they want and get a free pass. Now, 17 and 18-year-olds is a little bit different now. I think a lot of the state government is actually charging them as adults, but they still have different programs to operate to kind of get out of it. And, I mean, that's just how it is. The system's broken. It's been broken. Then you can point your finger at district attorneys, the law. But the problem's just in Montgomery, Alabama. Now, after last night of bringing up a race issue of white versus black, man, it really kills me because Montgomery's 70% black. I mean, Montgomery, Alabama, as small as this city is, 70% black. And yet, they were mad and upset because 1%, not even really 1%, shows up for a meeting to voice concerns, and the parents of this girl that got caught in the middle of Atlanta Highway And she is paralyzed now from senseless gun violence. Yet, everybody wants to say it's because of the pistol permits. And I hate to tell everybody, the people doing the shooting don't have pistol permits, never had pistol permits, and they don't obtain the guns legally. Why make it a race issue? If we want to do that, how much black-on-black crime is done in Montgomery, Alabama? How much black-on-black crime is done across the United States? We're trying to make something out of nothing. And of course, a lot of people are blaming Stephen Reed, the mayor of Montgomery. And I'm going to be honest with you, the mayor can only do so much. The chief of police can only do so much. But let's take the mayor, the chief of police, out of it. Completely take it out of it. You've had over 200 and something officers leave to go to less paying jobs. They've left this police department because of the leadership. Nobody wants to talk about that. Nobody wants to sit and talk and come up with real solutions and get uncomfortable. They just think it's going to fix itself. And hey, we're beyond fixing itself anymore. We're in drastic times. This is affecting everybody. No matter what color you are, this is completely affecting any human in the United States. And we can also, let's blame the southern borders, the northern borders that are open, the Biden administration. I mean, we can go ahead and point fingers at absolutely everything going on, but yet, what are the solutions to fix anything? Because it all starts with your city government. Whatever city you live in, it starts there. Mayor, city council, and then it goes all the way up to the top to the governor or the attorney general. How many people in Montgomery's contacted the sheriff's department to ask them what the solutions could be? How many nonprofits and churches have gotten in touch with the city councils and mayors and sheriffs and asked them, hey, let's get on board. Let's team up. Let's help each other with these resources. Because I can count on both hands out of the hundreds that just Montgomery has that hasn't done anything. That are just sitting back watching. And that's not how solutions get worked. I mean, I don't understand people why they keep bringing race up. Yeah, there's a racial divide in this country. There is, it's done kind of on purpose because it draws money. It absolutely draws money from people to be racist and to push a divide from media, social media, culture, society, government. I mean, it sells, and undoubtedly a lot of people are buying into it, or a lot of people are making money out of it. The simple solutions in Montgomery and probably any other city in America is to have more people involved in your city government. I have more people that are going to stand up. I mean, that's how it all starts anyway. Stand up for what's right. And sometimes you have to stand alone to stand up for what's right. But everybody's mad because everybody went to the city council meeting to voice their emotions. They're very hurt. And this is not just something from this one girl and this one shooting. This has just been building up for over 2.5 to 3 years of what's been going on in Montgomery. We've had two police chiefs and I think, 3 years? Both of them from different states and both of them gone. There's a problem. There's a red flag. Let's do a forensic audit on the police department and the city of Montgomery. Let's let the attorney general's office come in, do a forensic audit, and then let's get back to we the people, because it's still we the people, right? I mean, as far as I know, I think it is. If you want to be transparent all the way. But when people and citizens and groups and everything want to get involved with your city government, don't just give them 3 minutes. Don't give them 3 minutes to voice their opinions or even plead for help. Because when it boils down to it, Everything is about safety. Individual safety, our police officers being safe, every human being in America being safe. There's tons of ways and solutions to fix these problems, but please, I don't understand. Do not make it a race issue, because I know a lot of white people that would give their lives up in a heartbeat for a black, yellow, brown, red, green. I mean, color has absolutely nothing to do with it. Safety, common sense, and morals have a lot to do with it. So please, everybody, please stop making everything in this world a race issue. Because it's we the people.